Warning. This article contains elements that some may find triggering. Editor's note. A publication ban covers any information that might identify the victims in this case, including many details of the incidents themselves. A long-awaited jail sentence for a Palmerston sex offender has been rendered. Michael Hurst, convicted of 3 counts of sexual assault last fall, will serve another 4.5 years in jail after he was sentenced in Guelph Superior Court Wednesday. It brings the total number of sex-related convictions against Hurst in the last year to 11. The sentence came down in front of a packed room of Hurst's victims, their families and supporters, many of whom were understandably emotional after the hearing was over. Hurst did not speak, and kept his head down outside the courthouse as he was escorted inside. I hope that this provides some form of closure for the victims and their families, said Crown Attorney Mark Eschus after the sentencing. I know, the sentence, can't perfectly do that, but, I hope when they look at their lives, the victims, that this is not the defining moment of their life, but that their spouses and their children and their families, that becomes the defining moment of their lives. The good events. The most recent charges were for events between 2003 and 2005 involving 2 female victims. 2 of the 3 events involved rape, while both women were asleep. Those 2 convictions earned him 2 years each, while the 3rd conviction landed Hurst a 6-month sentence, all to be served consecutively. Hurst is already serving a 6-month jail sentence in relation to a separate trial where he was found guilty of 3 counts of sexual assault for events between 2019 and 2020. With the new sentence, Hurst will now serve his jail term in a federal penitentiary. Mr. Hurst's offenses have had a significant impact on the victims, Justice Gordon Lemon told the court, adding Hurst abused a long-standing friendship. Lemon also noted that while Hurst has earned a good reputation in the community since the events of the early 2000s, he also continued to sexually abuse women. I cannot find his ongoing conduct to be an aggravating circumstance, he said. But that reality erodes my hope for his rehabilitation. Lemon accepted that Hurst has sought help with counseling, and appears to be sincere in his efforts. I think you're trying to deal with the problems, and I wish you well, Lemon told Hurst. Once out of jail, Hurst will resume the 2 years less a day house arrest sentence he was given in June. That stems from convictions of 2 counts of sexual assault and 3 counts of committing an indecent act for events between 2006 and 2015. Hurst must also serve 3 years of probation after the house arrest. All told, Hurst has been found guilty of 8 counts of sexual assault and 3 counts of committing an indecent act. Sentencing is a difficult exercise, commented defense counsel Mary Murphy via email. Justice Lemon took the time to evaluate and balance the relevant principles and precedents. His decision was balanced and fair. I think he did a good job of addressing the competing interests. The victims declined to speak to the media on the record after the hearing. Hurst will also be put on the sex offender registry for life and he must submit DNA samples. He is also restricted from possessing firearms for life.